Not far from the banks of the Missouri River, farmer Liz Graznick shakes organic grain into stainless steel metal bins. Her 5 dozen chickens come running through melted snow for the feed. These chickens have been certified organic by the U.S. Department of Agriculture for the past 4 years, as have the vegetables grown here on Happy Hollow Farm in Jamestown, Missouri. But this year, Graznick says she may not be able to afford the fee she has to pay to get certified as organic.
My certification costs on an annual basis are close to $800. That would be really foolish of me to pay that and not get any cost share money back.
When she says cost share money, Graznick's talking about a USDA program that reimbursed farmers for some of their certification costs. It was an organic farm subsidy that, up until January, was funded by the Farm Bill. Congress couldn't come to an agreement on a new farm bill, so, as a stopgap measure, lawmakers extended parts of the bill that expired in September. The $22 million organic certification cost share program was one of many Congress chose to cut, but killing that subsidy will have a major impact. Last year, more than 9,300 certified organic operations took advantage of cost share funding. Now, Graznick and those other farmers will have to pay out of pocket if they want to continue to sell with the USDA organic seal.
It is important, but it's also $800, where I'm not making any money. It's really hard.
What would you be, say, spending that money on instead?
Electric bills. My mortgage payment for a month.
Without cost share, Graznick says she may not recertify her farm organic this year, even though she'll use the same organic practices. She doesn't think she'll lose her regular customers who buy directly from the farm or at the local farmer's market. But without the organic seal, Graznick does worry about losing future customers, and that could definitely hurt her bottom line. The cost share program wasn't the only organic program that didn't get its funding extended. Lawmakers cut $20 million worth of annual organic agriculture research and a $5 million program for organic data collection. With Washington's recent focus on belt tightening, it's no surprise that lawmakers cut farm bill programs. But after cutting virtually all the support for organic farmers, Congress didn't touch crop insurance or the direct payment program that pays $5 billion annually to farms that grow major commodity crops. Only a small percentage of organic farms qualify for these subsidies. Organic vegetable grower Dan Kibler says that makes him feel unfairly targeted.
It's like, why aren't we all just created equal? You know, that's what America's about. And so let's just do that, you know, in our policy. I don't want to have a battle with the big growers. You know, I don't want to deny them what they need, but I just want it to be fair.
There are more than 17,000 certified organic operations in the U.S., up from 7,000 a decade ago. With the number of total farmers declining nationwide, the growing organic sector represents a bright spot for rural America. Again, here's farmer Dan Kibler.
They hire people, they're purchasing things, they're making a living at it. And there's a big opportunity to revive and revitalize rural economies.
Cutting organic programs from the farm bill won't mean organic food disappears from grocery stores and farmers' markets. And there's no guarantee that these subsidies won't come back once lawmakers hammer out long-term agriculture policy, which they'll try to do in the coming months. But for now, at least, the cuts will make it harder for organic farms to stay in business. Rick Bowler has run an organic grain and cattle farm in Lebanon, Kansas for about 20 years. He says even experienced organic farmers count on farm bill funds.
We're dependent on whether we can get enough income from the farm and if there's any help or not, and how good the insurance levels are and everything else, just like conventional people are.
Without farm bill support, organic farmers have an even tougher row to hoe, and so do shoppers looking to buy organic food. Abby Fencher-Swanson, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues and is a collaboration of KUNC and other public media stations in the Midwest. For more stories, go to harvestpublicmedia.org.